So when you have trouble, the Labor government answer is, of course, a task force. The latest is to deal with the so-called big board or jib board crisis or plasterboard crisis, whatever you want to call it. They're going to be looking at regulation, streamlining use of untested products, advice on content and consent approaches, supply chain concerns, all that sort of stuff. And one of those on the task force is Naylor Love Chief Executive Rick Hurd, who's with us. Morning.
Morena, Mike.
Do we need a task force, or, I mean, are there a lot of unknowns in this dilemma or not?
Yeah, there are a lot of unknowns, but I think a task force is a very good means of letting the industry know, the government, clearly what's going on and trying to find some collective solutions, both the short-term situation we've got and the longer-term. We obviously don't want to get into the situation again.
Have we been asking for trouble for ages on this?
Any situation where you've got one organisation with a stranglehold on the market, Fletcher Winstone's have got something like 95% of the market. While things are running well, while they can keep up demand, things are fine. But as soon as we get into a situation where they cannot keep up with demand, then we end up with the situation we've got at the moment.
And so
it's not a healthy situation, no.
No, it is not. So how much of the situation we're in is because they're smart and they've cornered a market versus regulatorily speaking, we could have done a lot more, in other words, bring a lot more product and we've just written ourselves out of business?
Necessity is the mother of invention, and what will happen over the next few months, believe larger organisations like our own, like Shane Brealey, who's been in the news recently, will look at other alternative supply chain markets. While jib has been relatively easily obtainable in New Zealand, we'll go to the convenient source, albeit that might not be necessary in the long term, the most economical source. So, it's been something that's been shaping up as a possibility. What this will do, and hopefully with assistance with government, will educate the construction sector on what options are out there available now, what can actually be used as a substitute for chip products, and there are some. And then in the longer term, what other options can we do to bring or get imported products that aren't currently available tested, or certified to the point where they can be used in the future. That's where we need to be.
Exactly. This strikes me, and I'm no expert, but this strikes me as entirely fixable.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's just we've got a short-term problem, which is, you know, where we've got particularly, generally speaking, smaller house builder type organisations, larger organisations like ours, we order months in advance. And so we're importing jib board, but we're importing jib for projects 3 or 4 or 5 months in advance. So we're not going to be delayed specifically. But smaller builders who will be running maybe one labourer and another chippy, they'll pick their materials up on the way to the project or the house they're building, but Carter's placemakers, whoever, have run out of material. So that's an absolute disaster for those guys.
All right, Rick, appreciate it very much. Rick Hurd, who's the Naylor Love Chief Executive, also on the task force, Master Builders Chief Executive David Kelly, Simplicity Living's MD Shane Brearley, Stephen Tindall's on there. There's a member of local government New Zealand, whatever that means, and the telco bloke Tex Edwards out of 2 Degrees.